This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. Good evening to everyone. We have a very interesting show for you tonight. We have Sheldon Neidel, who is going to be my guest, and I believe he's fairly well known around the internet, and I think he does a number of conferences on his own as well. So this should be a very interesting discussion. I can't say that I am a follower of the Galactic Federation in any way, but I am interested to hear what he has to say and to discuss various aspects of what they believe, what he believes, and his information. So we'll be moving on to that in about 5 minutes. As most people know, we just got back from the Phoenix UFO Congress, where we were interviewing a number of people. We did a very interesting future talk with Rich Dolan, and we also interviewed Bob Dean again, as he has information that he is still holding close to the chest, as they say, and I'm interested in giving him opportunities to come forward with more of what he knows bit by bit. His 82nd birthday is today, so I want to extend my very best birthday wishes to Robert O. Dean, and you'll see that on our Camelot forum, we've also encouraged people to post birthday wishes. We will have those printed out and sent to Bob. There's a place on Avalon as well for that. And let's see, what else? There's a number of things happening, obviously, around the globe simultaneously. And I think that some people are writing me that there have been some interesting colored clouds seen in the L.A. area that look a little like the HAARP signature prior to the Chinese earthquake that happened. And I have to say that I'm not getting any sensations of earthquakes. I usually get a sense of them on a psychic physical level, and I am not getting that. So I'm wondering, perhaps the colored clouds indicate something else. They are to the north, the ones that I've seen. So there might be something else going on up towards Vandenberg, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of interesting. Anyone who has any thoughts on that matter is welcome to contact me. We do have, if you go to my Whistleblower Radio webpage, you will find a link there for the chat room. I am encouraging people to go on to our chat and to also post questions there while we're interviewing the guest. And you can also send me emails if you have my Skype name and we've been in contact before. You're certainly welcome to Skype me during the show and ask questions. I can't guarantee I'll be able to ask the guests those questions, but I will give it a try. And let's see what else. I am on my way to South Africa on Sunday to take part in Michael Tellinger's Megalithomania conference in Johannesburg, and that should be a lot of fun. Graham Hancock will be joining us, and lots of fabulous speakers. The link is on the front page of projectcamelot.org. We'll be right back with Sheldon Neidel.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Warning. Warning. America. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay. Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. Hopefully I'm online and on the air at the moment. I was just cut off. I'm not sure why. Do we have Sheldon Neidel with us?
Yes, you do, Carrie. I'm right here.
Oh, very good. Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Thank you. It's very exciting to be able to talk to you. I've heard so much about you from various people and, I guess, just information that floats around.
Uh-huh. Great.
this meeting of ours is to bring some of your information to sort of a different audience than the one I think you normally have.
Uh-huh. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. So what I'd like you to do is to start off with explaining how you got into communication with the Galactic Federation, and then let's go from there.
Okay, very good. Well, when I was very, very young, just a kid, very young kid, below three, I began to be in contact with the Galactic Federation. Basically, the Sirians, and most of the time, from the time I was roughly around 1, 2, 3, to the time that I asked them the first time to leave when I was in high school, around 15, I was in almost continual, constant, daily contact with them. So I went up on the ship. As a matter of fact, as my sister Susan likes to say, we were really raised on the ship. So I was in a lot of contact with them, and they told me all kinds of information about Earth history, politics, the nature of what's going on this planet in terms of science, etc., how changes are going to happen on this planet. And they also explained a lot of things about how I was to begin at a certain age to lecture to people and explain the information that I'd been basically had gotten in my childhood, and that at that time they would bring it up to date when I was to actually do this particular deed, and then I would go forth. And that is exactly what happened. In the mid-1980s, they came back, and here I am.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, people would refer to this as channeled information, but since you had face-to-face contact, which I'm assuming you're talking about by going on to the ships,
right,
you probably wouldn't refer to it as that.
No, I really wouldn't refer to it as channeling, because when I was a kid, I was allowed to utilize their education devices, which are these huge walls that they have on the ship. You would basically be in this very extremely comfortable chair, and you would just look at the wall, and it would interact. It would interface with your mind, and you would see in 3D all the particular sets of information, whether it was history or whatever. You would see that in your mind's eye, and it would be set up so it could be retained. And after that, they would quiz me on it, and they would also ask me later when I went back down to my Earth place, my Earth home, they would ask me to go to the libraries and read certain things, and then when I came back up again, they would quiz me on what I had learned and what I thought of things, and then I would do the educational process with them, and then they would ask me questions about it. So it was always, it was kind of almost like the way Socrates taught. It was based on questions, and where they would give you information, but they would ask you what you had basically discovered, and they would want to know fundamentally what you thought of it and how you were integrating with all the other stuff that they'd given you before, whether it be history or science or whatever. And so what I began to develop very deeply in my childhood was a relationship between what was going on Earth in terms of what Earth, you might say, had as its history and science, et cetera, and what I was taught up in the ships. And as I got to be older, got into my teenage years, I was very interested in science, and as a result of that, I began to see an immense, you might say, chasm between the two. I did not discover any way of bridging it, so I thought the way that I could do it was to simply let go of that information that the Sirians and the other Galactic Federation peoples had given me and try to find a way to solve the schism, and of course I never did. I wound up when I got into college with people that were very Newtonian, and they just made it their cause to just try to flunk me out of college or else change majors, which is what I did when I was a sophomore. So what I discovered very much was that science was at that time totally unwilling to any kind of a paradigm shift, and all the stuff that I had learned, I decided then to use it on my new major, which was politics. So I was a poli-sci major in college, and I went through area studies. So I studied, I didn't know where to do area studies, so I started in Latin America. I went to Africa. I went through both Eastern and Western Europe. I did Southern Asia. I did Western, did Eastern Asia, and finally I wound up in Southeast Asia, which is what I got my master's in. So I have a pretty thorough background in world politics in terms of origins, colonialism, et cetera, that I could then add to the other stuff that they had given me, and then the new materials that they started giving me in the late 1980s when I returned. I also had a long time when I was in alternate energy, so I developed a few devices. I talked with other people. I was involved with people that did devices. So as a result, I began to get a whole alternate theory of energy. And that then led to seeing how what they were doing, how they put their ship's power units together, et cetera, was similar or dissimilar to that. And then I got into all the information, learning from people who had gotten the inside scoops and that I could trust, and that basically I believed was true because what they told me was what they were really into. I was able to get all kinds of information on what the government was doing in terms of anti-gravity devices, technologies, et cetera. So I have a pretty broad background in all kinds of stuff. I like to think of myself as almost like the eclectic knowledge accumulator. I'm kind of like the way the old library in Alexandria was in the ancient times of the last pharaohs in Egypt, where they had the library. And basically what they would do is any ship came into the harbor, if they had a book or a manuscript that they didn't have in their library, they would just seize it. And that's basically what I've been doing. I've been eating up knowledge of all different sorts from both up there and here since I was a kid. So I'm like a human sponge of knowledge. I love facts. I love to figure out ways of how they come together. And I like to talk to people about what they think and discuss with them of where they think all this particular materials of whatever subject it is, how it's going. So that's one of the things that I have. I have a very eclectic background. So I use that in my lectures and also when I'm gathering knowledge to determine what's going on and what's not going on so that I can put together stuff in my lectures, et cetera, webinars that I do now so that people can better understand. I'm hoping I'm doing easy enough for people to understand what the principles of all this is.
Okay. And would you say, when you said you studied these different countries, did you go to those countries or did you study those countries?
I studied them, but one of the things that I got when I was young and that I retained well into my early 30s is the ability to go into somebody's head and take that information and use it. So I had people when I was at Ohio University that I would talk to that were Ford fellows that had been, let's say, to Thailand, that had been to Malaysia or other people, and I would talk to them, and they swore that I was a fellow person that they saw in Kuala Lumpur. I'd never been to Kuala Lumpur in my life. The same thing I used to do with people. I would study maps, and I could physically get out of my body and look at these maps, and I would discuss what was where, what was there. So I had one guy who grew up in Arlington, and I was telling him all about Six Flags. I'd never been there before and seen any pictures of it in my life. But that's the way I was, and that's the kind of way I was doing my information. So when I was in my late teenage, a lot of the abilities that they gave me, I desperately tried my best to get rid of and kind of transform into trying to be normal because I felt so out of sorts, unusual. I felt like the ultimate freak. I even got thrown out of school, got suspended when I was in high school, first year of high school, for cheating because I felt sorry for a guy. And I basically telepathically gave them the answers. And, of course, the way my mother and other people, we got out of the suspension was I was sitting on one far end of the room, and he was sitting in the other side of the room, and the only thing anybody could see was the back of each other's head. So there was no way that I could possibly have given him the answers. And so finally they just said it was coincidence. And so I got him to pass the test, and he passed the course, which made me happy. But that's my background. I got thrown out of when I was doing the junior science programs in the late 50s out of Hooker Chemical because I went there and I started getting into the minds of two scientists and they thought they had another scientist that was solving a polymer problem for them. And so that got me thrown out of that program when they figured it was me behind them. So I felt like a complete freak. And so when I became in my late teenage, 17, 18, I did my best to get rid of the telepathic abilities, to get rid of the abilities to manipulate minds, et cetera, because I could do that. And I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to try to be as normal as possible. What I didn't realize was that they were looking me over all the time and using that information of looking and guiding me to create situations that worked for me. And so I didn't realize that. I always thought I was really lucky. I didn't realize that they were manipulating situations to help me, because I had a certain path they wanted me to go down. So it's been an interesting life, Carrie.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and thank you for that. But could you tell me more about the beings that you felt, I guess your initial contacts were with the Syrians. Could you describe them and
sure.
Maybe some of your initial contacts?
What I remember when I was a kid, because I was so tiny, you know, I was 3 years old, the ones I can really start remembering, are about three. The Syrian males are roughly 7 to about 7'4 tall. Most of them are 7'1, 7'2. So, and they're in these long, flowing robes. So I would see them, on the ships when they were in their robes, and I'd also see them on the ships when they were in their jumpsuits, which were different colors depending on the clans. They were tall. Most of them had long blonde hair, huge, beautiful eyes that were sky blue colored, light blue colored, and they had this amazing ability. Whenever you looked into their eyes, it felt like you were looking into the universe. It looked like it going on forever. It would take any feelings of upsetness, any feelings of being in fear, all away. And there would be absolutely no problem whatsoever with understanding who they were, that they were people of peace, they were people of caring, and that what they were doing was basically educating me to the process that I was to learn certain things, and then at a certain period in my life, I was to take those things and transform them into materials so that I could educate people, to prepare people for first contact and prepare people for the fact that we are not alone and the fact that we have always been in contact with what today are called ETs or extraterrestrials or aliens or whatever nomenclature people want to use. So I always had that. When I was among them, I felt in a tremendous energy. The ship, since they were all also telepathic, the minute you went on the ship, you felt this energy of total acceptance and love. So you always felt when you were on the ship that you were in a group where people were in service to you, that people wanted to help you achieve your full potential, and that you had a goal or a mission to perform, and that they were there to help you and to allow you to grow into it. And, of course, when I was a kid, when I was on this planet, I stuttered a lot. And when people would tell me up there that I was going to be talking to people a lot and communications was going to be the basis of what I was going to be doing, I looked at them and I would telepathically tell them back, you're crazy. And they said, no. They said, you just don't understand. A lot is going to happen to you before all this happens. And I didn't believe that. So I won.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry here, but I'd like to sort of ask questions as they come to mind during during all of this. And I appreciate that you've got, you know, a lot of information behind you there. So, I apologize. But I am wondering, because you're aware of the complexity and the conflicting attitudes towards what some people call the Galactic Federation, what other people call the Guardian Alliance, and so on. In other
words,
there are a lot of different groups that are being depicted in various ways,
right?
Including, I believe, a group calling themselves Nisara.
Well, Nisara really doesn't relate with that. It's just something that deals with how it can all happen. But anyway, yeah, I realize that there are a lot of different groups out there I've heard about. I haven't really studied that very much. I'm pretty well told to stay on my own narrow path, and that's what I do. And so I know all about the Galactic Federation. I know there's been things said, might say positive and negative about it, and I understand that. I just know from my inner heart feelings and from my experiences that it's been all positive. So I tend to discount all that stuff as a lot of disinformation or people's fears coming out when they're interacting with it. So that's where I am with that. So
okay. So you haven't interacted with any of the sort of people that represent these other groups?
Not that much.
Or think they do or so on?
Yeah, I don't. I pretty well stay where I am, and I haven't really done a lot of interactions with other people who do this stuff for a long, long time. I've kind of been, for the last, really, since I left Hawaii, I've really been just doing my own thing here, and I haven't really been going on lecture tours other than my own tours for delivering the various subject lectures on whatever I'm giving it in that particular city for a day or two and then moving on. So I haven't really met anybody else or really discussed anything with anybody else for a long period of time, except maybe for when I was in Denver a little bit and when I did the Kyoto conference about 3-4 years ago. Except for that, I haven't really done very much of that.
Okay. Now, the groups that you believe are part of the Galactic Federation, as you understand it, can you describe some of those groups and the relationships between them?
Well, there's there's 50 major star nations in the Galactic Federation that are human, that are basically human. And I've met at least half of those beings when I was on the ship. So, or else they come to me and they explain who they are, because what they've done, they've hooked me up so that I have like a 3D holographic TV in my head right now. So whenever they come on, I can see them, I can talk to them, I can feel what's going on in their minds, and I can interact with them. So from all that I have seen and reacted with it, so it's all been beneficial.
I understand. I think I hear the music in the background. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back. And thank you, Sheldon. Sheldon Neidel is my guest.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's
going to come. But now, on the edge of darkness, there are the peace train.
Hi there, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Sheldon Neidel. Sheldon, are you with me still?
I am here.
Great. So I have people asking all kinds of questions in the chat room. We also have the opportunity later in the show for people actually to call in and ask you direct questions. So some of my questions will be smattered with people's questions as they come along in here in the chat room, and I'm able to grab hold of them and feel that they might fit in with the conversation. I hope that's all right with you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Now, I've got some people asking right off the bat who Shura is.
Maybe they're, what are they talking about, the hellos from my last?
It appears that your updates, and I've read a few of them,
Saraya.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Saraya. Okay, Lord Saraya is one of the three aspects of the Creator. So, Lord Kuwe is the second one, and then the third one we will learn when we become fully conscious.
Okay, and these two aspects, as you call them, are you saying that they are communicating through these communiques?
I just explained that there are decrees in heaven that are given to me by the people who are talking to me. Let me get what I do when I do an update so people get a better idea of what goes on. What I do is I simply get in front of my computer, I set it up, and then I just basically take dictation from a committee of about 20 people from different parts of the Galactic Federation First Contact Team. And so as a result, I get information from them, and what I do beside of taking dictation is, since I'm slow, I'm a one-finger typer. I'm not somebody like a stenographer who would totally be able to do this and keep up with them. So I hear it, and I have to constantly keep telling them to slow down, and so they do that. And as I'm doing it, I talk to them between paragraphs about what they've said. So it takes a few hours for me to do it. So it's a learning process, and it's also doing the updates. So that's what I do, so people have a better idea of the process. And then after I do it, I then have somebody come who's a member of our inner group who edits it for me, and then we put it up every Tuesday on our website.
Okay. Now, from my point of view, how familiar are you with Project Camelot?
A little bit, not a lot. I've seen a lot of the stuff that you see that you do on the YouTubes. That's about where I'm at with it. So,
okay, so you've seen some of the videos?
Right, I've seen some of the videos, right.
Okay. Because my point of view is that we are all a composite of various ET races.
Uh-huh.
And that would include, when I say ET, would be off-planet, but it would include other humanoid races.
Exactly.
Such as the Syrians.
I agree.
Okay. So what I wanted to ask you is, do you know which ET race you particularly are representing at this time?
Well, what I've been representing since I was a young kid is, of course, basically the Syrians, and I've met all the other different groups, the major groups, the Andromedans, the Centaurians, the people from the Lyrians, the Pleiadians, the other people from the various other groups in Taurus, and also, of course, all the different groups, like I said, from the different Lyrian groups. So I have met a lot of them. As I said, I've met about half of them, where I've really talked of the 50 major. And all these 50 major, of course, the people who came from these different star nations were the people who originally colonized what is known in our history, or our mythological history, which I feel is a real history, as Lemuria. And I did a whole DVD about the scientific backgrounds for the legitimacy of Lemuria existing at one time. So I definitely agree with you, Carrie, that we are all composites. All those different groups, since the time we were dumbed down by the Atlantean experiments to become limited conscious beings, we have genetically interacted with all the other aspects that were a part of the 50 star nations, and we are all part of that. It's like some Americans can have like 12 or 11 or 10 different aspects of regions of groups. You know, they have all different kinds of Indian nations, European groups, etc. So I
yes.
feel we're all that as far as our initial background, so I have to totally agree with you on that.
Okay, fine. Where do you put the grays into your scenario? And I do know that there are more than one version of grays, and you're welcome to address any of those.
Right, I know. It's what they call a binary star. So yeah, there's two different star groups, and yes, the grays to me represent a group that at one time was a part of the. Maybe we should go in. I don't know whether we should go into the background about what I like to call Anchara from what they told me, which is the dark energy in this galaxy that at one time was had most of this galaxy under its vestige and was and had what they call the children of Anchara, and they were all very dark beings, and a lot of them came here to this planet and did a lot of really bad things, and the Greys were a part of that since they represent a race that basically is almost like worker bees for this a larger group. And so,
okay.
So when
and the larger group being the group that you're talking about, the larger group would be what kind of beings?
It would be the for this sector of the galaxy, it would be the Orions, and a larger aspect. There are a lot of groups from Centaurus and various other serpentine named constellations that represent the other group. You know the so-called, what I like to call the snake people. But this dark group was in charge of the major empires, and they very much, when you look at them as they were described and shown to me, they are very much like large demons, the way they are traditionally biblically looked at, and they also have the brimstone smell and et cetera, because that's natural for the atmosphere and the world that they inhabit. So they have the red eyes and the forked tongues and the serpent-like tails and the very ominous feeling of evil when they go around, because that's what they basically exude, et cetera. They live on fear. They try to create fear wherever they're around, so because it helps them to exist and stuff like that.
Okay, and what is the status of those groups at this time, in your view?
In my view, from what I was told, was that in the mid-90s, there was what's called the Peace of Anchara, in which the Galactic Federation and these groups got together and basically put on a semi-permanent peace treaty where they are not warring with one another, as they have done for tens of millions of years. The Galactic Federation is the last of a whole series of light organizations that have existed as the counterpoint to them, that have gone from being very, shall we say, limited in the territory they control to where they now are in a very large position. So the key to that, they continually tell me, is finishing off this transformation of the people on this planet's surface from being limited conscious beings to being fully conscious beings. And so the reason for the first contact mission, the reason for all the ships being here from these various Federation areas, is to aid in our transfer to governments that are more in keeping with able to get rid of the UFO disclosure, make the U.S. disclosure, get rid of the cover-up, and totally allow for a complete explanation of who they are, where and why they are here, and to explain to people what's about to happen to all of us, because we're all going through a massive energy, physical, mental, et cetera, transformation, which is going to turn us into something entirely different than that which we now see ourselves as being, what our potential is, and with it all the basic questions of life about who and what we are and what spirit and what heaven is all about can then be answered, because then we'll be integrating with our spiritual selves as well as the physical self that we now know real well, or at least think we do.
Okay. So I've read a few of the sort of communiques or updates, whatever you call them, and I see that they are mentioning that they are interacting with the dark cabal, and in essence, it sounds like involved in warlike activities. In other words, their ships are being shot down or shot at, and so on.
Right. One of the things that has happened is most of the secret governments of this world are totally against disclosure. They feel that that is the major thing that will change the manipulation capabilities and the control that they have had over all of us for millennia. So they are very much against the whole concept of first contact. And when people try to come forth to explain in some way or another what they're doing, plus the fact that the ships up above are real, they are either made to look crazy or else are tried to be discredited in some way, or else they use something, if they can't directly discredit you, to try to mess up your credentials or anything to make it look like you are somebody with a very weird, crazy background so that what you're trying to say shouldn't be really looked at with any seriousness. So what I have seen is that anybody who starts the process, who gets to be really successful in making people understand what's going on, they start getting attacked. At my little itty-bitty level, they still totally have my phones bugged and watch me, and any time I do an update, the computer goes crazy for a little while, or you can't do a lot of things on a computer except the stuff that the Federation does is when they come in to control it. And I used to, before when I first started this about a decade ago, before they stopped it, I would do the update, and before I even sent it off, it would disappear and return because basically they stole it off the screen. So I have seen them at work in my little capacity. I can see that when people get into a larger capacity, I can see why their lives are threatened. They go through the whole process of needing bodyguards. They go through the whole process of seeing that what they are doing is under attack. And so I know that if I get bigger at a certain time, if certain things that they say to me are going to happen, which means government changes, which makes this no longer possible, I'll probably come under that, and then I'll need more direct protection from them. But that is what I've seen around me. So I know that from what I know, the little that I know that it's happening and that people are being attacked for it, and that it is indeed the people who get more successful at this than I am right now understand that particular danger that exists.
Okay. Well, certainly Project Camelot has also experienced that to a large degree. So as far as the so-called battles that are going on between the Galactic Federation, as you understand it, and the Dark Cabal, what is going on in terms of, you know, in other words, what kind of sort of interaction is happening with regard to their ships? And is the Dark Cabal really any kind of a threat to the Galactic Federation?
One, they are not a threat. Two, they look at it as pop guns being faced at them. They have not really had any difficulties. If they do have any difficulties, it's because of certain problems with the atmosphere of the planet and has nothing, or this change in the magnetic field of the planet. It has nothing to do with what these guys are doing. So they don't really see them as a threat. They just see them as a nuisance, and they would like them basically to get out of the way and let them move forward. And so that's – but it has – because the fact that Dark Cabal is running the major governments on this planet, it has led to things like attacking bases, keeping some of the major technological aspects that they have, like ships, et cetera, out of commission, and just – showing things to them that allows them to see that what they have is something that cannot be stopped. And also doing things like, for instance, one of the things that they have tried to do about five different times that I know of is try this false invasion using various kinds of holographic devices that they got a hold of in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so they have stopped that. As a matter of fact, I was in the middle of one of that in the 80s when I came back to start this whole thing all over again. So I understand the process. It's interesting, to give a little quick aside here. When I started in 86, I was basically had a network of people who were involved in alternate science. And we started monitoring people on this planet who are involved with regular science big time and discovering that they were all doing strange and weird things. And we...
Okay, sorry, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Don't leave me. Look around. Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Sheldon Neidel. Sheldon, I believe you were sort of interrupted by the latest commercial. Do you want to complete your thought there if you recall where you were at? Otherwise, okay. I can certainly ask you another question.
Sure. I'll just do this quick because I think it kind of fits in with what we're talking about. Basically, this was late 1986, and as I said, I had a network of scientists I was involved with, alternative energy scientists and people interested in it. And we began looking at what was happening with scientists, and we discovered that there was an object coming in which was supposed to be the companion of Halley's Comet, which is called Comet Wilson, only it was not acting like a comet. And so we began discovering that it was a ship and that certain things were happening. And so one of the things that happened was a few of us got to talk to the Smithsonian Observatory at Harvard, and they were at MIT. And so as a result of that, one of the directors there said, you know what it's about, and I know what it's about, and let's leave it at that. So that was my start of all of this. So I feel like I got a baptism of fire right at the beginning about what the Federation was doing to stop it, what was then going to be an invasion scenario, which is why at the time the president was giving talks at like the UN and other places about the fact about if such an invasion would unite the people of the planet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
So it sounds like you believe that presidents did have some access to knowing that we were interacting with various ET races.
They indeed did. That's one of the things that happens is you win the presidency, you get what I heard from a lot of people is called the conversation. Is somebody comes over and explains to you why you have to listen to what they are doing, and they give you an example of what happened to Kennedy, etc. And then you will notice that people after that just stop talking a lot about UFOs. Example is Jimmy Carter, who gave a whole spiel during his campaign about UFOs, and then when he became president, didn't say a word about it.
Well, there are people that insist that various presidents don't have as much of access as certain presidents. In other words, that it varies. Are you of that opinion, or do you
right.
feel
it varies?
That
it varies. They know that there are certain subjects that are taboo. A lot of them attempt to discover what they can find out about it. Others just leave it alone. It depends on the president. So
okay, and in the case of Obama.
I would say Obama probably has a little bit more of a knowledge of it than others, but he doesn't have the complete knowledge because there are so many levels above the presidency that have higher levels of clearance than the president. So the president is in many ways almost like a fanciful secretary whose job is to do certain things that the secret government wants him to do because of the various things that they have around him. To make him see his show, so to say, to make him see the light about what he can do and what he can't do.
Right. Okay. Now, you are basically referring to what we call Project Bluebeam, this invasion scenario, and many people have thought that it is something coming along in our future. Obviously, you are indicating that it's been tried already a few times, and from what I understand, taken offline by the Galactic Federation, if I understand it.
Right, right. There was even one, I had a letter that was given to a friend of mine that Gordon Cooper gave, where he explained that he had found out from certain people inside NASA that this, and that attempt was going to be made, and of course it never happened. But, and I've seen this quite a few times. I saw it in the 80s, I saw it a few times in the 90s, and I've seen a couple times when it was attempted in the last decade. So I know they have been trying. They have not succeeded, but they are trying. And that's one of the things that the Galactic Federation has been doing lately is taking those devices and basically making them not work so that they know that the technology may be superior to make it seem real to anybody on this planet, but that basically they were not willing or ready for that to happen.
Okay. It sounds like the Galactic Federation, as you understand it, has a certain level of interference with this world that would indicate that there's no sort of hands-off prime directive.
The degree of hands-off is related directly to what's going on our planet. Right now we're in a transformation period. So because of that, there have been certain edicts given by heaven where it is now allowable to do degrees of certain things up to, but not yet including a complete contact. And when certain other scenarios on this planet manifest, then this contact can happen. So what the Galactic Federation is doing what heaven edicts, and so they are moving forward and making sure that nothing serious happens on this planet that can cause some of these attempts by the dark governments and its dark cabal leaders to basically turn around our movement toward becoming fully conscious again and attempting to maintain their governments in power. By governments in power, I don't mean specific regimes. I simply mean the general overall way that they run governments so that the policies of these governments maintain themselves in a way that allows them to stay in control. So that was basically what is going on right now.
Okay. Now, I also noticed the recent update talks about the rising of Atlantis and also Lemuria. And I have to say that I've been talking about, because I do have dreams that give me information and so on, and I had seen the rising of Atlantis in the Gulf area, and I see that they're also talking about that from their point of view.
Right.
So are you aware of that?
Right. I'm aware of it because they've basically said the area south of Cuba, including a lot of the islands of the Lesser Antilles, are actually land that was a part of.
Okay, we're going to have a commercial. We'll be right back.
Just give me some truth now. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome. We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Lead to the old out. Control is good. Five. Roger, copy. One. Three. Two. One. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Sheldon Neidl. Sheldon.
Yes.
So in regard to the rising land, which has to do with both Atlantis and also Lemuria, and it looks like we've got a lot, according to your group, that they're talking about changing of the coastlines and so on.
Right.
So are you talking to people? Because I've sort of looked ahead at some of your material, and it appears that you believe that there will be rescue missions going into inner Earth. Is that correct?
Well, it's not rescue missions. I don't really call it that, rescue missions. What it is there's a process here. Gaia, Mother Earth, is reaching a point where it has to change. We have to change. Now, normally this process for us to change would take another century or so, because as we change our basic body configurations and we change our awareness and our cells change, because our cells are changing, because our genetics are changing, the epigenetics, which controls how the cells sequencing is set up, works toward this, it takes a long time. It's a slow process. What they are want to do is to speed it up. So since we cannot live on the surface once these changes begin, they're simply going to move us into inner Earth and use what they like to call light chambers, which will allow us to go through the final phases of our metamorphosis back into full consciousness. That's all that. It's not really a rescue. It's just a change that's required.
And does your group believe that there is going to be a sort of a splitting and a movement into a different dimension of one part of the Earth and the other and other part staying behind in 3D, so to speak?
No, we believe that everybody on this planet came down here together to do things, and we also have worked very difficultly and through all our frustrations to become fully conscious, and we're going to do that together also.
Okay, and what about Metatron? Are you aware of that concept?
Right. Yeah, I'm aware of the Metatron concept. I got to meet him once, so I understand the concept. It's one of the neat things when you are around people that are fully conscious is their relationship between people that are in heaven and people who are in physical. There's no definition, no delineation. They see it all as one, and so I have, through them, been able to, and their various machines, been able to have an idea of what that what the concepts of the various levels of heaven are all about. So it definitely is out there. I agree with the whole concept of what Metatron is about, and the changes happening to us, Akashic Records, the different levels of heaven, et cetera. So.
Okay, well, maybe I should clarify. My understanding of Metatron is not a positive one.
Okay, well, my understanding of it is a very positive one, and so I don't really see it as an avenging, and I don't really believe in any of the dark stuff, okay? I'll hit that straight out and get it off the table. We are moving toward a period of light and not a period of darkness. We are moving where we completely understand the machinations of how heaven operates and how physicality operates. So that's what I basically have been talking about since I began all of this, and that's what I was taught when I was little by the various groups that I met in the ships.
Okay, we have a short break here, and we'll be right back with a much longer segment.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Sheldon Neidel. Okay, Sheldon, just before we were interrupted, and I really apologize for the commercials, it's the only way that we can actually reach terrestrial radio. So this is one of the concessions we make in order to do so. But at any rate, what I was wondering is, you kind of were cut off a bit, but you know, we had talked briefly about Metatron, and I was indicating that I'm not seeing that as a positive force. And you were actually saying that you did think it was a positive force, and I was curious as to why.
When I was starting this whole thing again, which is about 87, 88, I got visited by a lot of spiritual beings, heavenly beings beside the Federation, and the result of all of that is I got to see the hierarchies, I guess, in a different light than a lot of other people might see it. And so I have not really delved too much into that. I've kind of stayed mostly on the Galactic Federation immaterial, because I really, my job is not to interface with any beliefs of people. I just want to get people educated about the process of first contact and have people get on board to it and understand what's happening to themselves physically as well as mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So that's why I basically have not talked too much about that. They did a lot of early updates with me, and then after that they agreed with me and they kind of backed off for a little while. But I know when the time it comes close, really comes close, I will feel their energies again and do a lot of stuff that they transcribed to me. So That hasn't happened yet, so I know its contact is not yet close. But I know it's very, very imminent in terms of what's about to happen on our planet. But as for the exact time frame, the few days, whatever, I haven't gotten any information from that particular signal yet. So that's all. Okay. That's all I know.
Okay. May I ask you if you question your sources at all?
All the time I question them. They kind of make jokes about it, but I have, since I was a little kid, I have always looked with awe and suspicion at everything, because I started out wanting to be a scientist, and I still see myself as a scientist, and everything that I've done in my life has been based upon looking at the quantum calculations of what is happening, and always looking at my materials and always asking questions about it. So one of the things that I have know with the materials is it's happening. And since I've been attacked a few times by the world psychic grid of the Dark Cabal, so I know and understand the differences between the two of them. So I know that my material, the people that are talking to me all the time, are of the light, are beneficent, and are beings that want to really have us move forward toward the goals and materials that I talk about all the time. In other words, moving to being fully conscious.
Okay. Is it possible that some of your sources may be positive and others not, and that you might not be able to tell the difference?
Oh, I can tell the difference. People tell me, I can even look at a lot of UFO materials on the YouTube, and I can tell which stuff is real and which stuff isn't. You can feel the energies even through the YouTube. And
okay.
So,
but it's still subjective.
It's subjective to one point of knowing, it's subjective in one point is that you know the material. Just like when people are looking at certain things through, they will know what the instruments will be saying, and so I pretty well know that myself. So I know which is good and which is bad.
Okay. Now, there are there is information about Earth changes out there, and there's also information about a brown dwarf coming into our solar system. Some people call it Planet X, etc. Have you gotten information about that?
Well, this is they have all kinds of different names for it. Well, first of all, let's go on what Nibiru really is and what it isn't, as they told me. Nibiru is the remains of a large Galactic Federation ship, planetoid-sized ship, that was put into special orbit, that was involved with the Federation coming back into this planet and this solar system after the dark side took the solar system over, after they destroyed the initial Galactic Federation colonies about a million years ago. So that's been around for hundreds of thousands of years. Sometimes it has done bad things to this planet because the people on it, the Anunnaki, as the Sumerians call them, are people that were running this from off planet, were running this planet. Their minions were basically their children today of these ancient minions are the what I like to call the Dark Cabal today. So they've been doing this for a long, long time. I really don't see that as any difficulty, because right now the Galactic Federation is in complete charge of the solar system, and from what they have told me, there is nothing to fear about anything. So I just tell people that if anybody sees anything and starts making negatives about it, it isn't going to happen. And so far, everything they have said has come to pass, so I just have to continue going with that.
Okay. What is your understanding of the status of the Anunnaki at this time?
The Anunnaki have basically converted to the other side. They have had to do that because they saw after the Treaty of Inchara happened that the dark in this galaxy was basically stepping back and letting the Galactic Federation run the show, so they decided it was time to join the winning side instead of the losing side. So they left because they realized that what the goal on this solar system and this entire galaxy is dark and light coming together to produce a greater light. So they saw that that was what was happening, and so they left. And the group that's left behind right now, as far as the surface of our planet goes, is this Dark Cabal, and it has a tremendous amount of technology, mind control, etc., that it has been using for the last few decades to we might say, maintain their control, but it's fading. More and more things are happening on this world which are showing them that it's getting near the end of the game and that the process that is underway right now is for them to be moved out of power and a whole new system to be moved into control, and then for this planet to go to its final stages of change and for us to go back to transforming ourselves into being fully conscious beings again, living in an entirely different society, which I like to call a galactic society. And if you want,
okay,
you can get into that.
Now I've got a lot, like I said, a lot of people asking questions, and we are on the last 45 minutes of the show, so I do want to give people a chance to ask their questions. I also want to put out the phone number, which I believe is 402-237-2525. So I'll repeat that, 402-237-2525. If I'm correct on that, and at the moment I don't see anyone calling in, so I'm not sure if my board is even working properly, but at any rate, we do have the chat room as well that's up and running, and so people are able to type questions into there. So let's see, in terms of Lemuria and the recent earthquakes happening in New Zealand, do you have any particular sort of statements or anything to say about that, and what the people of New Zealand who are experiencing some of this might you know, become aware of or
as people in New Zealand know, they are near the fault zone, which is from the Australian plate and the Pacific plate of the tectonic plates, which means that normally they get a lot of smaller earthquakes as part of the general process, kind of like living in California. You always know somewhere in the state some minor little earthquake has happened. What is causing the change right now from these smaller earthquakes to these major ones? They had one last fall and then another major one now. This is because there is two things happening. One, there's a locking of the plates occurring, which means the normal subsidence of these plates, where one goes down and the other one goes over it, is not quite happening in the normal way. The planet is setting itself up for this next stage of expansion of the surface area by having the plates lock. As these plates occasionally ram into one another, it causes a lot of fault zones in the area associated near the plate zones to have major earthquakes. That's why there have been a lot of quakes that have happened, like, for instance, the Sumatra quake of a few years ago, and then the major quake, then tsunami they had off of Samoa about a year ago, and other similar types of things, one that originally happened in Fiji, etc. What is happening is not only are these plates locking, but there is uplift occurring on the floor of the various aspects of the Pacific Ocean, and as these areas raise, they are causing all kinds of major seamount of volcanism as well as major amounts of seismic activity. The amount of seismic activity has been a little cyclic. It occurs more every 2 months. Then it goes down a little bit. Then it goes back up again. It's kind of been, for the last year, a regular patterning. But what is happening right now is, as I said, Lemuria is raising up. These plates are starting to lock. It is a period right now of maximum earthquakes. So, unfortunately, people in the next year may see some more major seismic activity in the area around New Zealand as well as in the other areas like Fiji, Samoa, and the other Central Pacific islands that are near the equator where these plates are close by, as well as other areas in what is called Southeast Asia, the period of Indonesia, for instance, Sumatra, etc., plus more activities occurring off the coast of India and also in the Himalayas. There's been a lot of activities in the Himalayas as well. So this is all going to continue. It's part of this process. Mother Earth is basically telling all of us, if we'll listen, that we need to understand. It's kind of like an alarm bell saying it's time for us to change. Tell the people in power right now to please get on with it, because I am reaching a point, being Mother Earth saying, I'm reaching a point where I really have to change, so please do what you have to do. So the result is the Galactic Federation has been working to slow Mother Earth down, but we're reaching a point where this, according to the heaven's decrees, cannot be done much longer. So there has to be some major changes happening as far as goes geographically, and especially our societies and our governments have to shift. So that is what is going on in our world right now. There's a reason for everything happening right now. It's not just the actions of the dark cabal creating certain problems. It's also the fact that a lot of people in various parts of this world just have had it with what's going on with how this world is being run by the dark cabal and its various minions around the world.
Okay. Now, what is your understanding about China and the role that they're playing?
China right now is really kind of a dichotomy. There's the Chinese government itself, the Chinese Communist government, the People's Republic of China. It is attempting to use its various abilities to cause change to the financial system and the way the regional power structure is run on this planet right now by the dark cabal. There's another group which sits beneath China, which is the spiritual aspect, and it is working very hard right now to cause change in China. The squashing recently of the attempts by various people in certain regions of China to rebel against the present Chinese Communist government is an example of this. China realizes that the frailty of the economy is the only thing sitting between it and another revolution. So China is trying to change things economically to make it another way to succeed, and it's also trying to put pressure back upon the what I like to call the spiritual group, which I call the Earth Allies in China, to change that government. So what China's role is, it's putting a lot of pressure because it's feeling pressure on itself. So I don't see this government lasting much longer. It's going to go away just as it kind of would be like in the mid-'80s telling people that the Soviet Union will not survive another decade, and they would have been right, and even though in 85 they would have been considered crazy. But I'm just going to go say that we're seeing that same situation happening right now in China.
Okay. Now I have somebody asking a question here in the chat room about the Gulf of Aden. What is your understanding about the situation in the Gulf of Aden at this time?
Well, what is happening in the Gulf of Aden is that the Gulf of Aden represents a power point on the planet. There's a whole bunch of nodes. The way our planet is set up, there's a grid, there's a reality grid around our planet that creates its size and shape and is manifesting its reality. That is now shifting, and we have various nodal points on this planet. There are 144 major nodal points on this planet. The one that sits in the Gulf of Aden is sitting on the edge of one of these major nodes. So what happens is some of these nodes, in order to have this reality grid shift, some are getting more intense, others are getting less intense. The area there is getting more intense. So all kinds of phenomenon are happening right now, and that's what a lot of people are seeing. And, of course, the secret government, understanding this fully, since they monitor the entire oceans of our planet as well as everywhere that they can monitor from their spy satellites above the Earth, they understand what is happening, and they are trying to find a way to stop this change from happening. Because one of the things that this energy is driving is not only the physical change of the planet, it's inspiring a lot of people on this planet to go forth and attempt things that they would never do before, like government change, etc. So what we are seeing on this planet is an attempt by the dark cabal to interfere with that, to prevent both the physical changes and the consciousness changes on this planet. So that's what I see is happening in the Gulf right now, the Gulf of Aden.
Okay, but What specifically are you aware of the Stargate there?
Right. Well, they call it Stargates. I just call it nodal portals.
Okay. Well, but along the lines of the Stargates and different governments, in essence, sort of battling over control of the Stargates and various also off-planet races that are interested in those Stargates. Are you also aware of the various stargates around the planet? And if you call them nodal points, that's all good. But would you also acknowledge that there are battles going on with regard to control over the stargates?
Right. The Dark Cabal and the Galactic Federation are definitely working to get different sides of things doing. And so far, the Galactic Federation is winning these things. The planet's changes and the consciousness shift is going forward.
Okay. With regard to the Galactic Federation, as you understand it, does this comprised of any Dracos or Reptilians?
Well, there are a lot of reptilians and Dracos that once were part of this Inchara group that have moved over right now under this treaty to the Galactic Federation. They are there, and one of the things they are looking very heavily at is our shift toward full consciousness. So this is important. That's why the Galactic Federation has sent so many ships to this area, and that's why working forward toward having it happen at the divine right time is extremely important to the policies of the Galactic Federation. So that's why we have over a million ships in our solar system right now of all different sizes and types, and that's why we are being constantly visited by people who are either setting themselves up to work within us as regularly looking people that are really taking notes on what we're doing, as well as other groups that are above us in ships that are monitoring our thoughts, our changes, etc., and are looking very heavily into what various governments are doing to work toward having some kind of change occur. So,
okay, we're going to obviously have another commercial. We'll be right back with Sheldon Neidel and taking more of your calls if you'd like to call in and or type into the chat.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekday.
Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
You raise up your head,
ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine?
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we've got a lot of people calling in, Sheldon.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and take one of these first caller lines and see what we've got. It looks like area code 570. You're on the line. Hello? With Carrie Cassidy and Sheldon.
Hello?
Neidel.
Hi. Can you hear me, Carrie?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wasn't sure if I was going to get through. My question for Sheldon, and I want to thank you very much for having him as a guest. It's very interesting information. But the conflicting information that I'm getting from all of the, the genre of UFO and extraterrestrial that's going on today, it seems that there's going to be a false flag. But at the same time, he's saying that they are going to make a disclosure. My question, and there are two questions here. How will you know, which one is the real one? And the other thing he mentioned at the beginning of the interview, something about an armada of ships coming and that there's going to be an invasion. And I want to know, is that from the Kuiper Belt, what he's talking about, that there is going to be some kind of a showdown between extraterrestrials?
No, I'm not talking about showdown between extraterrestrials at all.
Okay,
what is happening here? This is not an invasion fleet. This is about first contact. It's about securing the solar system and making sure that contact happens safely and easily, but not in a way that looks like an invasion. What they are looking at as their primary scenario is having new governments whose major task is disclosure, beside the other changes they're going to do. And with that, they can then announce themselves and begin a process of educating us on who and what they are and preparing us for the changes that are happening. Right now, the Dark Cabal and its governments know about the amazing amount of changes that are happening to each and every one of us. We are changing our RNA DNA. We are changing our epigenetic sequencing. We are changing how our bodies operate. There are new chakras coming into our physical beingness. We are becoming more and more aware as our consciousness raises because of that, because our body frequency is going up. The whole reality grid that we live in is changing. So what is happening here at a certain point to make this change quick and simple and able to be within the time frame of what the divine plan is talking about, there's need to be a first contact and helping us to change the process of how fast we can alter ourselves and back into being fully conscious beings. So that's what this is all about. It's not about anything more than people who are our ancient family coming back to help their family members return from their amnesia and be welcomed back into who and what they are and being accepted for that and allowing themselves to become full physical and spiritual members of the Galactic Federation. So that's what this is all about. It has nothing to do with evil energies, invasions, and all that other stuff that Hollywood movies and love to talk about all the time. So just know that is not what this is about. I want to emphasize that, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheldon, and thank you, caller. I'm going to go to the next one just so we have, because we have such limited time, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so the next caller is in the 805 area code. So 805, you are on the air with Sheldon Neidel and Carrie Cassidy.
Well, hello, Carrie and Sheldon. I just want to thank you for your part in the evolution of consciousness. And my question really has to do with the different dimensions. I've been telling people recently that we're in the fourth dimension. And the way I understand it, in aligning your chakras and the aligning of the planets and everything, that most of us are going through this phase of getting through from our pineal gland to our crown chakra, which means going through the reptilian brain, the mammalian brain, and the human brain, which refers to territorial power and then, hunters and gatherers and then ego. And the sooner we're out of our minds, the sooner we can reach a fifth-dimensional reality. Can you kind of speak on your perspective of that?
Sure. what is happening to us, as you just said, is we are going through a major shift in how our bodies are put together. We're integrating our bodies more with our auric field systems and with the basic system of how our body runs itself. In other words, we have a gold cord through the crown, which connects to source, which gives us our energy, our soul energy, our power, and our abilities. And then the information for how that works is through the solar plexus, the silver cord. So what is happening now is all of this meets in the basic energies that I like to call the heart energies of the human soul, of the physical body. Those energies are now shifting, and as it is shifting, we are moving higher up in consciousness. So this is a natural process, and it's speeding up. So a lot of us are going through a lot of physical problems. So I agree with you. We are going through changes. I really don't see it as a fourth dimensional shift we're in right now. I see us as being in a high third dimensional reality that is getting ready to shift into a fifth dimensional reality. And so since we have fully conscious beings that are up in the ships, what they are coming here for to do is to do the final adjustments that allows us to change into fully conscious fifth dimensional beings. So what we have to look at is this is a time of great changes, and so we're going through these changes, and as we go through these changes, we're going to need a certain degree of assistance from people who know what they're doing to mentor us through it, and that's basically what this first contact is about, the final shifting and mentoring of who and what we are so that we can become fully conscious beings, which is basically what the divine plan right now is all about. So I hope that helps with what you're talking about.
Yeah, if I may ask one more question, Carrie, I appreciate it. My name's Jeremiah Duncan, by the way.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I promised a friend that I would ask this for them. They wanted to know if reptilians or draconians were physical in our reality or not.
Yes, they are physical in our reality. They are scary as hell when you see them from a distance. So just know they are real, and know that what is happening is they are shifting right now. And the shifting is happening only because of what is happening on this planet. We are in a process of shifting this entire galaxy and moving it toward a war that's going on for tens of millions of years to an area where we are in peace. So we are in this change. The focal point of all of this is our place right here, planet Earth. So our change, our shift is vitally important to maintaining the galactic peace. So what is happening is on this planet is this shift. And because of it, the draconians, et cetera, are willing to give up and actually look toward receiving light bodies and becoming different beings entirely. So this is something that is the great news that is happening around right now in our galaxy. To complete it, we have to complete our shift, which is what First Contact is about. It's completing what the divine plan has talked about. They are here physically to intervene at the right divine moment, not any minute or second before then. So when they come, we will all know it, because the intervention will include great aspects of heaven as well as the ships themselves from the Galactic Federation. So just know that. Just feel
okay,
that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeremiah. I'm going to go on to the next caller.
Thank you.
Your call. Okay, Sheldon, I do want to say right here, though, for a question that in regard to when you call it first contact, do you acknowledge that people are being contacted constantly? So I'm assuming that when you're calling it first contact, you're relating to something that has to something public with regard to governments?
It's going to be a massive first contact. It happens on all continents and all at once. It's the final awareness after certain governmental shifts have happened that allows for all of us to understand what is about to happen to us. In other words, our change from being limited to fully conscious beings. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, we are constantly being contacted. I'm constantly being contacted. A lot of other people are being contacted. A lot of major groups around this planet are constantly being contacted, as well as major governments. So this is something that is
yes.
going on, but what I'm talking about is this massive aspect, which is what I call the first contact.
Okay, fine. So we've got a caller, 276 is the area code, and you are on the air with Sheldon Neidel and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Sheldon.
Hello.
My name is John. I was sort of wondering what advice you would have for those of us that are awakened. And we have been awaiting for the Galactic Federation to make first contact. I was wondering what advice that maybe the Galactic Federation would have for those of us that do meditate every night and so forth.
Well, first of all, it's frustrating, but just remain positive about the whole procedure. Know that it's going on in many ways, and that once certain changes happen around our planet, which you'll get an idea of because you'll see it in the media can't prevent certain things from happening, regardless of how they try to cover it up. You'll hear and see that, and then you will also, after that, get some formal announcements from these new governments that are going to happen. And so when that happens, then you'll know you're close to contact. Until then, we are awaiting it. We have to stay positive. We have to hold the energy for it and just see it manifesting, feel it and see it manifesting, and it will at the right divine time happen. So that's the advice that I would give you right now.
Well, thank you, Sheldon. Thank you, Harry, for everything you've done as well.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. So we have area code 760, and they have a question, I imagine. Let me see if it's working. 760, you're on the air with Sheldon Neidel and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. Sheldon, this is Reverend Dale.
Hi,
how are you? I just want to thank you. We've been friends for a long time. As you know, I've been following and enjoying, your workshops and all of your updates. And I just actually had a question regarding the update that was posted last night regarding some abductions of some of the leaders. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. What's happening is they are simply confronting a lot of major world leaders right now and having them understand what's going on this planet, and that there is going to be a change whether they like it or not. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that people do not understand right now, and really I can't say too much about it other than to say that these various leaders have been basically put in a situation where they have been taken up to the ships for a little while and brought back. And these happen constantly around the world to different beings who are in leadership positions of various nations. So just understand that's just part of the next step of moving this all forward, because there has to be changes made in this world, and these changes are getting closer and closer to happening. They haven't happened yet, but they are going to manifest, so just remain positive and know that it all is to happen shortly and imminently in a very right divine time. Okay?
Absolutely. I had another quick question, Sheldon. There's been a lot of talk regarding the financial situation, and with gas prices just now jumping up and some threats of food shortages and an economic collapse. Could you comment on that?
Well, this is part of the dark plan to create chaos on our planet. And just know that it will get to certain levels, and then it really won't achieve its objectives, as all their other plans haven't really achieved their total objectives either. As we move forward, as I said, there's going to be changes, and that's why all of the various aspects of what they're trying to do are not going to happen. This starts out well in the beginning, as it is now, and it will shift.
I see. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you very much, caller. I want to move on so we can get some other calls right in here before we close the show. Thank you very much. Sheldon, are you familiar with the television show V?
Yep. I haven't watched it. I watched the original series in the 80s, but I haven't really seen the new series.
Okay. The reason I bring it up is what I'm curious about is the way you're characterizing what's going on in regard to the Galactic Federation and how they're operating on the planet at this time. It actually sounds, if you'll excuse me, a bit like what's going on in the TV show. And there's a great deal of effort made on the part of those individuals who take over governments, etc., and then supposedly all for the good of humanity. There's also, a book written by Arthur C. Clarke called Childhood's End.
Right.
That paints that scenario. When we come back, I'd like to discuss how this situation is different in your...
Sure. I've read all of Arthur C. Clarke. I was an avid science fiction reader when I was a kid.
Okay, wonderful. We'll be right back.
Leave, don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files, weekday,
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central
on American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we have 10 minutes to go. Sheldon, I think you will remember the question, and we had referred to the TV show V and also Childhood's End. So perhaps you could address that question, and then we'll take some more calls.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the things that the program V is about is raising up the hackles of what's happening around us is something that's not real, and trying to create in people's minds and memory patterns that this is something different, that it's not what it seems like. And so what has been happening is this has been going on in terms of what the Galactic Federation First Contact mission is for just about 20 years officially, and it's not has anything to do with what V is about or anything else. It's not about negative.
If anything, the V scenario is something that the dark cabal and its various plans and its dark government agencies has been trying to do unsuccessfully for about, from what I know of right now, near a quarter century. So I really see it as just what's going on is those people involved with the procedures of creating that false invasion scenario are just trying to imprint that into people's minds as much as they possibly can, whether it's a retelling of War of the Worlds in one way or another, like this new Battle LA movie that's coming out, or the previous ones that have been done, or radio and TV programs, for instance, of which V is the latest example. So I just see the whole process as being the continuation by the dark government to keep that basic scenario going, because they would like to create an energy that is not positive but is negative, so that people are constantly doubting what's going on, and although some doubt should be out there anyways, because you need to keep everything within the light so that you know that what's happening is for real. And that's what I constantly explain to people, is do that. Keep this all in the light. Look at it from your deepest intuitive energies and from your deepest spiritual energies, and look for it to create the truth within your own solar energies, your own solar mind, so that you fully understand what's really happening. So that's what I always begin or end when I'm doing lectures or webinars about, is to people to really look inside and understand what is going on and see it that way, and not to just believe things that I just say, but to believe what's going on in their heart. And if they resonate with it, then they just go forward with it, and let's work together to create this reality.
Okay. The only other part of that question that I still would like you to address is the part that has to do with some of the actions that the Galactic Federation are taking that would in sort of that sound more like they are interfering with our sovereignty than actually allowing us to recreate the world as we would like it to be.
Well, one of the things we have to realize, which is something that a lot of people that I have talked to who are a part of creating this reality have told me basically, is, okay, look at these governments exist. To change these governments, to change the reality that we're going on in the time frame that Gaia has given us, is that there has to be some degree of interference that goes above and beyond what we may think of. And secondly, understand that we are their children. We are the children of the Galactic Federation. They colonized this place 900,000 years ago. With that, we've never given up our interactions with them. There's a group in the Inner Earth called the Agartha, which is the old Lemurian world for Inner Earth. So actually what's not happening is an interference. It's simply coming in as like an elder brother would be to a younger brother that was in distress, to help them and assist them in their growth, to mentor them and to have them have a better understanding of what's going on. And so that's really all that this mission is about. I really don't see a quote-unquote separate sovereignty of the planet, because we are them and they are us. I like the pogo thing about we have discovered the enemy and they are us. So what we really have to discover is we have discovered the ETs and discovered they are us. We are them, they are us. And so it's very important for people to understand that this is not so much interference as it is mentoring, and that they have the full and complete aspects of the divine plan behind them. They have heavenly support and decrees on their end. So I just see it as doing this in its kindest and nicest and safest a way for all of us to accept it, to grow, and to become fully conscious beings. And that's what I really see what this procedure they're going through is right now.
Okay. We've got one last call, and then I'm afraid we're going to be out of time, and I do encourage you to give your website at the end of your explanation here. Caller 631 area code, you're on the air with Sheldon Neidel and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes. Hello, thank you. My name is Kim, calling from New York. Hi, Sheldon.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Thank you so much. You're doing a wonderful job. Quick question. If we desire to have some sort of communication with the higher, the galaxy, or the inner Earth beings, is there a way that we can do that, either telepathically or otherwise, And is there a way that we can benefit what's going on, and other than working on ourselves and our own higher consciousness, which I believe most of us here are probably already doing, is there anything else in addition that we can do to help this process move along, help Mother Earth, and also to communicate with these beings in a positive way?
Sure. All you just have to do is get into meditation and just ask questions. Ask it from your heart. And the second thing to do is just know that I have on my website a whole bunch of materials. I just did a webinar where I explained about light body activation. So if you want to learn about that and other similar things, information, just go to my website, which is www.paoweb, that's P-A-O-W-E-B, one word, www.paoweb.com. If you do that, you'll get lots of information that I've been talking about. You can also get various materials that I offer on there. So if you do that, it'll help. But the main thing initially to do is to just get in that meditation, clear yourself, put yourself in the light, and just make sure that everything that happens to you is in that light, and just ask that any communications that you have is in that light, in that great white light, and just allow this truth to come through. And when you are ready to receive all of that, it will happen. They will not come in to it if they feel there's any fear or you're not yet ready for the information. So if that's the case, they will stay away for a while.
Okay. Sheldon, thank you very much, caller. And Sheldon, thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate all your explanations and hope that my questions weren't too upsetting in any way. And hopefully the people listening were able to get a good understanding of where you're coming from, and they can visit your website to find out more. Any last words?
Yeah, I'm Carrie.
Sheldon, any last words, if you'd like? We have, even though the music's going, we do have.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.